Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Rock Ridge traveling to Upper Rock Island County last night, and they make quick work of Riverdale, make it a mercy rule game. 43-0, I think, at halftime. Let's talk about your defense first, Coach. You hold them, I think, to four total first downs. How'd the Rocket defense play last night?
Yeah, they just did a phenomenal job coming out. We talked to the kids again about coming out fast, and you know, in that type of weather, you never know what to expect. You didn't know if the game was going to turn sloppy, or you could see that happening real easy. But they did. They played great. You know, very proud of the effort coming right out of the gates.
Offensively, 18 first downs for the Rockets, 100 rushing yards, 212 passing yards. I assume most of that in the first half, so it looked like a steady diet of run and pass when the game mattered in the first half.
Yeah, yep, you're right. It was nice. We came out of the gate with a long touchdown pass that we kind of knew it would be there, so it was good the guys executed. And you know, this is a couple weeks in a row now we've been able to throw the ball, even in that weather last night, and that's good. We're trying to establish that early, because everybody knows who Riley is, and they try to stack the box, and we're trying to get people off of that and prove that we can be a dangerous throwing team to make people spread out a little bit on defense.
Your receiving core, I think you look at this season, is really coming into its own. I know we talked to the Russ kid earlier in the season, and Nate Henry producing now as a freshman. I see he had a big play last night, 70 yards, and the Bush kid, you know, played a key role last year as a junior and back as a senior. And I know you said early in the season, you know, basically don't sleep on our skill positions. We did lose quite a bit from last year, and I see Thomas Ralston had a nice game last night too. So I think it's probably not that much of a secret anymore with the development of your skill players here in 2018.
No, you're right. That's the thing coming into the season that I said right away, I think on our first pregame radio, is that, you know, this is the best we've felt about just all around receiving skills since I've been here. You know, our coaching staff feels pretty comfortable with them. We got four guys out there with good hands when we spread people out. We got, like you said, we got the Rusk and Cody Bush kid wide, and then we've been playing Nate Henry as a freshman inside at slot, and then Reed Nelson inside as slot. And we've been rotating Nico in there too, Zarlatanis. He's kind of rotated in with Thomas Rawlinson at halfback, but also we've put him down at tight end and slot. So, you know, there's multiple kids we're throwing around different positions, and they're all getting it done. It seems like they take turns having some big games. Last week it was Nico with a couple touchdowns. This week it was, you know, Nate with a couple touchdowns. And so it's nice they're spreading the ball around. It definitely takes the pressure off Riley having to take 30 carries a game, you know.
All right, well, I'm glad you mentioned the name. It's going to be Nico Zarlatanis bobblehead night next Friday night at Rock Ridge. Man, I love that. I love that name. You were telling me a story, and we're going to get him on the air next week on our high school sports spotlight program, and you kind of mentioned the line play before, but I think the Miles McCabe storyline is pretty neat. I remember he got hurt last year, and it was week 9, you said, dealing with the knee injury, couldn't play in the postseason, injured in that Orion game, but he's come back here in 2018. I see he recovered a fumble last night, and it's nice to see. I mean, it's tough coming back from those ACL tear knee injuries, especially a position he plays on the offensive and defensive line. So that's a nice storyline for you here in 2018, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. That's couldn't be happier for him. You know, it's one of the reasons why you coach is for kids like that. He just, you know, heartbreaking week 9. You know, it goes from just a roller coaster of emotions because, you know, we're beating Orion. The kids are excited, happy, going into the playoffs, and all of a sudden, you know, him and Nathan go down with those knee injuries, and it's just such an upsetting time for him. You know, he just wants to be out there with teammates, and then he loses the all of his sports. I know he's a big wrestler too, and he lost all of his sports last year, and yeah, just proud of him the way he worked in the off season. I'm not sure this kid was nose to the grindstone, and he wasn't going to be turned down this year for his senior year of sports and football. He works so hard. So to have the season so far that he's having, it's something that makes you smile, because he's out there. He went from playing one way last year now to playing two ways after his knee injury. And he rehabbed and worked so hard, put in hours. You'd see the kid and he's just pouring sweat, just exhausted from working out, trying to get back to it. So it's a kid that deserves it. He works so hard, and we're happy that he's having this time right now, because he's playing good for us. We actually moved him down to center. Last year he played tackle for us. So he's playing center and defensive end this year, just two key spots for us, and having a great year. And, you're so proud of him for putting it together and working that hard. It tells you what kind of kid he is. You know that one has a bright future, because he knows how to work when things don't go exactly his way. So just hope that can continue for him.
Yeah, it's a great story. I'm glad you really highlighted that, Coach, with Miles McCabe. Again, we'll try to get him on Tuesday on our high school sports spotlight program. You know, it's weird that with Riley Federer, I don't know if it's like, you talk about him every week, and I don't know if it's fair just to say, you got to account for 5 touchdowns every week, but he's basically doing that. And I know that the schedule more is probably backloaded for Rock Ridge here in 2018. No disrespect to the opposition you played so far, but Coach, is that really what it is? That's just the expectation for that kid to make plays and score all those touchdowns, it's just amazing what he's been able to do already this year, knowing that everybody wants to contain him or stop him or limit him or whatever.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. He's just that kind of special skill and that kind of athlete. He's again another one that's worked hard on developing himself. When he first shot on the scene for us, he was more of a running threat quarterback. He shocked people with his running ability. And he's worked very hard on his throwing and passing and understanding defense and coverages. And, that's probably the biggest change we're seeing this year. And we talk about it. It's no shock because of the receivers that are around to really help out. But he's throwing the ball well this year. He understands where we want to go with it and what we're looking at with certain defenses. And he's putting it all together, and that makes him even more dangerous when he can throw the ball like he is, and we can get some people backed off. Because, like you said, the stats he's throwing up right now may not seem crazy impressive, where you talk about each week it's been, 200, 250 yards passing, but that's always been in the first half, and then he's shut down. So he's doing a great job right now in all areas of the game.
All right, the Rockets roll to another big win last night. They beat Riverdale 43-14, set to host the Fulton Steamers Friday night at Rock Ridge. Nice going, Coach. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, Sam Graves with us. More coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.